listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford's girl Wilhelm Kia. It's still to come the Friday forecast. Last chance to get your calls in here. Would you guys all agree? Are we unanimous in this in terms of the fact that Evans Cobb, are we unanimous? We'd all take
yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no question. I love Mike Evans' upside.
Too.
And it was an interesting point. How would Cobb or Evans do? Everybody would do well with Rodgers. But still, Cobb has proven year after year. I mean, there's been other receivers that haven't worked in Green Bay. Just because you have a good quarterback doesn't mean you're automatically a great receiver. And Cobb does it in explosive fashion as well. I mean, he's a, in my mind, Cobb is probably a top three or four receiver in the whole league.
Top three.
Maybe five.
I don't know that he's a number one, though.
But he's not just a receiver. He's a weapon. That's a better
a
way
weapon.
To look at it.
Yeah.
As
yeah,
a weapon.
You know, it's a great point. And it's the same type of weapon that make Jimmy Graham and Gronkowski so special. You know what I mean? At the tight end position. That ability to dominate and own the possession routes when you need to, but then to go deep. And what you do after the ball is thrown to you in space, yards after catch, is what Randall Cobb excels at.
And it's almost he's extra hard to defend because typically – with a guy like that going in the slot, like the number one corners don't love to slide inside.
No.
So you can create mismatches just based on where you're lining up, and he's not going to face the top corners all the time.
And this is kind of a good talking point just from a defensive standpoint because we have a guy in Andrew Hawkins that's going to go back inside after working outside all of last year. And what a threat at that number three position does for a defense and who has to, you know, whose attention has to be drawn to that guy? Because as you said, a number one and a number two, those guys, you know you're going to get the number one corner, number two corner, or one of those two guys may slide in. But then the communication on like the way a defense is like the inside dots, meaning if there's a tight end, you know, aligned opposite the number three position, you know, in a 2x2 formation, Randall Cobb or Andrew Hawkins in that slot position is going to be a dot. And then the back is like a third dot. Those three inside dots, and what I'm doing is I'm removing those outside wide receivers, have to be covered by a safety, a linebacker, and a nickel corner. Those are three guys, you know, that aren't on the field communicating an awful lot in base defense. So you're bringing in a package to cover these guys, and what Randall Cobb and Andrew Hawkins will be doing, running a lot from one side to the other. And that leaves a corner in chase mode, or what it does, it's two guys passing, you know, a prolific wide receiver in a zone coverage or, you know, they used to call it like a banjo. It's like, you know, I got him, you know, then you take him over. Passing a guy like Randall Cobb and finding those little voids in both man and zone is a really, really tough task for a defense.
From a defensive standpoint, what's the difference between when you go out, you go two, let's say you're in a two receiver, two tight end set.
Yep.
Or two receiver, just a pro set, 2-1-2. When the two receivers are on the same side, Hawk could technically be in the slot over there.
Sure.
But in terms of the pressure and the changes in coverage, what's the difference when you send both guys out to the left, Hawk in the slot, or when you have three receivers with Hawk in the slot? How does that affect the defense?
Well, how does it affect the defense? You're still going to be in base defense when you have when Hawk, even though Hawk's the inside receiver, both most likely depends whether it's man or zone. Is both corners will come over. So you're going to get the number one and number two corner guarding those guys somehow with safety help over the top. Where a lot of teams like to attack is you get Jimmy Graham on the backside working on, you know, Paul Kruger rushing the passer, a linebacker or a safety who's got that whole backside zone by themselves. You know, and then also, too, the other point, or to answer your question is, as opposed to you're forced into a nickel situation. You know, when you get three wide receivers, it's going to be one corner, two corner nickel, one corner, two corner, and a linebacker or a safety, you know, inserting as that third cover guy. But another key factor that I wanted to address while we're on this topic is, you know, for Hawk, as he's running those routes, is as that inside guy, Hawk's going to be motioning from one side to another. And that's a great tell.
You know,
for an offense,
do it all the time.
That's why they do it. You know, they move that guy around because if someone runs from one side to the other, you know it's some type of man. You know, man free, man zero, matchup man, whatever it might be.
When a team does it, and let's say they have Hawk in the slot, and then they run him halfway and then run him back, is that just to get a tell?
That's
the only reason.
And sometimes even you'll see, like, in that guy will align wide purposely, and he'll just motion in four steps. You know, and in zone, that guy might take a step just to make sure he maintains his balance
and
his leverage. But if he moves in four, if he takes four or five strides and then jogs back out and that guy follows you and shadows you, you know you're in man. So that's a great tell. But then also, too, I mean, sprint right dash, which is like where you motion Hawkins halfway across and then you motion him back. And right when he gets to the edge of the formation with a quarterback like Johnny Manziel, I like Hawk beating whoever's guarding him or shadowing him in this case to the flat to get 3 yards and convert that third and three with Manziel dashing to the edge and making that dart-like throw right to him and have Hawk catch the ball, turn up field, extend the ball.
And you got to think in situations like that with these offensive coordinators, once they find something like that, like from a defensive perspective, it's got to be scary if you're going into a game on a Sunday and you know we've got solid corners on the outside, but we got a weakness.
Yeah.
And our weakness is inside. And a good offensive coordinator and a good quarterback, like Rodgers, will just pick something like that up and keep going back to it again and again and again and again.
100%. And that's where you see, Nathan, in fantasy, where you'll have a guy who hasn't had a lot of season production that in the right game steps up and they just gas that situation. Whatever matchup it is, whatever defense they're playing. And that's also true in the NBA. You know, why, you know, tonight Teague might go off knowing that he's going to see Dellavedova for 44 minutes.
Definitely.
You know, it's just a matchup that they're just going to take. And once the coach knows it, the player knows it, you push that scenario as far as you can until they stop it. And then you just deviate back to your game plan.
And the other thing I like about Hawk going back inside is you watch those videos of his footwork, his ability to run those jerk routes where he can go both
directions.
Exactly
what I'm saying.
Take advantage of what he does the best.
He would essentially run that jerk route quickly behind the line of scrimmage in motion and then dart to the flat. So that means a corner is going to be in chase mode. So, you know,
the Packers run that play for Randall Cobb.
Hawk's going to be a yard and a half in front of somebody with separation. The question is, can the quarterback deliver it properly in front of him to catch it? Roll up the sideline because that wide receiver there is going to run a clear out route to clear that to clear that zone or to clear that guy out. Hawk's going to catch it with his ability to run out of bounds, turn up field for yards after catch.
Got
to
be in stride though, because that was my biggest complaint with Hoyer was he got completions and people said, oh, he's completing the passes, but that pass, if it's not in stride, it may as well be incomplete.
Exactly, it's a 3 yard gain instead of a 6 yard gain instead of a 12 yard gain with a guy like Hawk or Cobb.
Absolutely. When we come back, we're going to get into the Friday forecast. The girl Wilhelm Kiad here on Cleveland Browns.
Sorry we're late, Gibbs. We're just talking football, bro.
Yeah, sorry, bro.
How dare you talk football on a show like this?